Not unlike the Magi, the wise men. We search, don't we? I often kid about the fact that I seem to be searching about 25% of the day for something that I have lost. And just the other day, I was coming out of the Kroger store and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I've lost my car. I've lost my car. I long for the days that, remember at Kings Island, I don't think they mark them a little different, but you know, Scooby-Doo 5, you know, and you know, and Flintstone 12, you know, at least, you know, I would probably remember that, you know. I know something that would mark where my car is. And of course, a year ago, you guys remember when I decided on my way home to go to the UDF over here to get my malt, and I got that malt and I walked home. And so I walked up, I walked out of my house and I opened up the garage door and there was no car. I thought, what? And I thought, somebody stole my car right out of my garage. And there I was, you know, for I don't know, 10, 15 minutes, you know, trying to decide what to do and where it was, looked all over the parking lot, and then I looked across the street at UDF, and there was my car. I'd been sitting there for 12 hours, you know, searching, you know. People are constantly searching, aren't they? You know, I'm a collector, so I'm always searching for something for my collection. You know, oftentimes people tell me, there's the antique store in Ripley, and she says, you know, I'm always constantly buying for you, but, you know, the things I get you don't want, you know? See, in many ways, people think they know what we're searching for, you know? We're all searching for something different. You know, it's at times we're searching maybe for a person. You know, we're first searching for that ultimate job, or, you know, ultimately, we're looking for something to fulfill us, aren't we? That's what we're always searching for, something to fully fill us up. And that's what the kings were doing. They were searching for the Messiah, and they found him. They searched and searched, and with joy, they found him. You know, the thing that's important for us to realize is the last sentence in that line, in that gospel. They departed and went a different way. It changed them. You know, finding Jesus changed them. And that's all our quest, is to find Jesus. And we find him here. We are united to him here. We do find Jesus here. But to be changed by that. You know, oftentimes I say, tell people, you know how you can live out your calling, you know, to take the Eucharist out into the world, because we're called to take it, you know, to receive it, but to live it out into the world, to go out these doors. I often talk about the most important thing here is the exit signs. We're called to take out the Word of God, or take out the body of Christ into the world. And the way in which we do that is to live our baptismal call, which is to be a priest. You know, what is a priest? Not just a clerical priest, but to be a priest, a person that prays, that is united to God. We're called to be a people. And when we do that, we open ourselves up to exactly what the wise men opened themselves up when they decided to find Jesus, to an adventure. Because when we start praying, we start changing our lives. We do. We start praying every single day, you know, for at least 15 minutes. You know, praying, asking God to help us through our day. We're going to change our day. We're going to change our lives. And we're going to change the world through it. That's the great adventure. We can do that through prayer. But we're called to be a priest, a person that prays. But a prophet, a witness. What adventure that is to be the Lord Jesus Christ into the world, to be that witness. You know, if we're looking for an adventure in our lives, and oftentimes people thinking it can be happening on the top of mountains, and surely that can be an adventure. But the mountain of God, you know, to be Christ in the world, and that's an adventure. That's the things that can change and stir hearts. You know, that be that priest, be that prophet, and be that king, that person that leads people to Jesus Christ. That's the adventure that God wants us to live. There are so many different adventures that we can live in this life, but the most important one is the adventure of finding Jesus Christ in our lives. And we do that by being a priest, a person of prayer, a person of witness, and a person that leads us to Jesus Christ. That is what the kings did when they searched. They found Jesus, and their lives changed, and they brought people to Jesus Christ. May we do that today. May we do that always. Amen.